Houston's Eagle, Van Halen, the Dean and Rod Show, 712. You still have about 3 minutes. Try to win $1,000 by texting the word blue to 70123. That's blue, B-L-U-E. Text to 70123. You have till 7:15.
Birthday scam time. Going to call this guy. It's from his wife. They recently had some shrubs installed in front of their house or somewhere, and they're dying. They're not doing well. We're going to call from the nursery. The warranty's over.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne, please.
She's not in. Can I take a message? This is Chris, her husband.
Hi, Chris. This is Steve. I'm calling from nursery. I had a note that there was an issue with the shrubs that we had put in for you guys.
We bought 8 shrubs, and half of them are dying, and I hear there's a warranty, so hopefully we can take advantage of that.
Unfortunately, yeah, there was a 90-day warranty, but that expired a week and a half ago.
These plants have been struggling for several weeks now.
Well,
I don't know if the other ones are going to make it either, so.
Well, the thing is, if you had notified us when they started to struggle, if you wait till it's expired, I mean, we can't do it retroactively. We would have had to have known about it.
Well, I was kind of hoping that, you know, they'd come back. I mean, we've been watering.
We can still do that, by the way. I would love to come out and help you guys out. Really, any issue that you're going to have is going to happen within the first 90 days. And after that, it's essentially the homeowner's fault.
How would it be my fault? You guys planted the plants. You give me a warranty, and then you're telling me that the warranty
expired. Well, how do we know that you're watering properly? Are you watering regularly?
Look, I follow the instructions.
Are you overwatering?
Maybe you planted them wrong.
Maybe you are putting on too much water. You can drown that plant out.
That doesn't make any sense. They're in the ground.
What do you do for a living?
I drive a tractor trailer. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I run a nursery, okay? So I think I probably know a little bit more about watering than you do. You don't seem to have a clue about it.
You give a damn warranty, and you're telling me that you don't
take that tone with me.
You don't honor the warranty. That you want to come out and you want to
take a hoe upside your head.
A hoe?
Yeah.
What the f*** are you talking about, hoe upside my head?
I'm talking about hitting you in the head with a garden hoe. That's what I'm talking about.
What? You're kidding me, right?
You use foul language with me.
Please.
I can respond with my hoe.
Come out here, and I promise you I'll stick that hoe right up your
Your wife's a hoe, too.
What? I want your supervisor right now.
Tell her I would be happy to come out and check her bush.
What? Are you kidding me? Get the f*** out of here, man.
Hang on.
Hold on, Chris. No nursery would speak that way to a customer. This is Dean and Raj doing the birthday scam. Suzanne thought that we should call you with this.
She did not give
us... Man, you called my wife a hoe. That's not a joke, dude.
No, that wasn't me.
I'm going to slap the taste out of your mouth.
No, this was her idea. Because your birthday's coming up.
Hold on for a second. Suzanne!
So she is there. Come back, please.
Tell her we called. I guess she knows now. And we hope you have a happy birthday.
You guys.